Jennifer Darling joins me on the line now. Jennifer, how are you, lovely?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. Thanks for coming on tonight and chatting to us and what have you. Yeah, I mean, Gosport's still feeling, particularly Aylestoke, still feeling the effects of the floods, what now, a couple of weeks ago, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely, massively. I mean, it has been devastating to so many businesses and residences in the village. People are still, you know, trying to empty and dry out their properties. And, yeah, there's been so much damage and so much loss. It's been catastrophic.
Yeah, were you surprised at it, really, at the amount of that, the actual damage itself caused by the floods?
Yes, I was astonished because it never made sense to me when I opened my business in the village because I could not get an insurance company to give me flood cover. But to my knowledge, there had never been any sort of flood risk or flood damage in the village. But it turns out there was a very serious flood around 1985. And I think that's why it ended up being an exclusion for that locale. But there certainly hasn't been anything since, and certainly not in the time that I lived there. And so, yeah, I think it was a bit of a shock to everybody. And we had three high tide warnings in very close proximity. The first one caused a lot of damage. The second one didn't reach quite as far, but the third one was even worse than the first one.
Yeah.
So, and it was a very short time for people to try and put defences in and sort of minimise the losses. So I think that's been part of it too.
Now, to give it a flavour for perhaps some of those listeners who are outside the Gosport area, where we actually talk about in the actual Aylestoke area itself, what's the particular roads we're sort of looking at, really?
So Village Road is the main road to the village, and it's kind of a one-way road, and that's where all the independent businesses are.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of residential housing on there, so one side of that was partly hit because it's on an incline, but behind that there is Coward Road and Paget Road, and those were also, because they're like the lowest points.
Yeah.
Topographically they're the lowest points, so they were the worst hit.
Yeah. How's the residents shaping up? I mean, we're 2 weeks further down the line there. What's the latest situation then, Jennifer? Where are we now?
Where we're at now is that I think there has been a few residents who have luckily had a little bit of cover and have been moved out of their properties, but they're being told that it's going to take a minimum of 9 months to get them back in. Yeah, it's really long.
Yeah.
Just because of the amount of damage and the amount of time it's going to take to dry out the building.
Yeah.
But most of the residents and certainly all of the businesses have flood exclusions in their insurance policies. So not only are they dealing with a really long time of not being able to get into their homes, not being able to operate their businesses, but they have no compensation and no cover for it.
That's a mega blow, really, isn't it? Particularly where we are at the moment with the cost of living crisis and things like that, whether it's going up. Yeah,
and it's extremely hard for small businesses as it is. I mean, I'm desperately sad to have found out this morning that officially one of our businesses will not be returning.
That's
devastating because there's just not enough funds anywhere for her to rebuild and refinance. Mm. Her landlord has said it's going to take 9 months again to dry out the building.
And
so weird.
And this is the thing, Jennifer, where you are, of course, and I'm guessing the Aylestoke Trade Association itself is a very close-knit thing anyway, isn't it?
Of course, yes. I mean, it's unusual, I think, these days to have one location that is full of small independent businesses. I mean, I know Southsea is great for that, but it's a much bigger population and a much bigger, you know, this is a tiny little village that where all the businesses are independent apart from one stop, you know, which is, you know, your little corner shop. But everybody else is independent and nearly all the businesses are female-led and owned and run. So we are very close and we do help each other out. And the community itself is great. The parish and of Aylestoke, the church and the community centres, they all get involved. And there was a lovely one-stop even did a lovely thing where local people were buying products to then donate to people who'd been impacted by the floods.
Yeah, and that's a nice touch.
Really nice. It's lovely.
Yeah, I mean, it's that community feel hasn't been lost, has it, in times of crisis? So obviously, it's still there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I started a fund to try and raise some funds to help the people who were impacted, who don't have the insurance company, who've lost so much. And the response from the community has been incredible. You know, we've raised more than £5,000 so far.
Wow, which is that's pretty good, actually, isn't it?
Massively generous, yeah. When things are very tight for everybody and interest is, you know, sky high, inflation is big, cost of living is huge, the fact that anybody is sparing an extra £5 or £10 to help people in the local community, I think, is beautiful.
So where does it leave the actual village itself now? I mean, see, I'm guessing the fear now is, Jennifer, that this could happen again.
I think so, yes. Now, I don't personally understand a lot of the politics around it, but I've heard a lot of talk that there had been almost a community kind of insistence that we needed flood barriers on a lake that is nearby. It's not really the sea, it's a lake that overflowed that came down into the village. And this was apparently discussed in previous councils and promised and never ever came to fruition. And it was decided that it really wasn't big enough a risk to justify the expense. And I think that's clearly now been disproven. And with all the inclement weather that we keep getting, you know, that is very extreme up and down the country, there's no guarantee it's not going to happen again.
No, this is it, isn't it? And that there's a road I know. I'm from Gosport, so I do know the area very well.
Oh.
So I am a Turk town by trade. But I do know, I know, but not from, I'm from an area called Elson. So further
up. Oh, yes,
Elson. Yeah, absolutely. So that's where I'm from. But over the road, if I remember rightly, there's a road called Little Anglesey Road, and that's where it floods quite a lot, isn't it? And I'm amazed, actually, with all those houses there, that people are still there, because obviously it happens quite, for those that don't know, that you can drive down this road, but you've got actually open water next year as you're going down the road, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. And it was hit quite badly, and so was St Mark's Road, I believe.
Right, yes.
I think the bottom, because they've got the other part, you know, that leads the small streams that lead to the harbour that have the little fishing boats and things on.
Yeah.
I think it overflowed and flooded as well. So it was kind of coming down into Alverstoke from two places.
And it is quite sort of low line, I'm guessing, really, isn't it? The road sort of dips down there anyway, so I'm guessing you are going to be prone to this, and it is a worry that this could happen again, you know. And
Coward Road, you know, where one of our traders there, Beauty by Design, she had 2.5 feet of water, you know, so all of her flooring, her fixtures and fittings, her stock, everything has just had to be stripped out, you know.
And that's just so sad, isn't it? And it's people's livelihoods at the end of the day at risk as well as people's homes, obviously, that have been affected by this. So I'm guessing the fundraising continues to help to local residents. Hopefully our listeners can perhaps help certainly along that way tonight. How can people get in touch with you, Jennifer?
The easiest way is probably to find us on Facebook under Alverstoke Traders Association. If you message that page, it will be me that you get through to. And I can direct anybody to links where the funds and things are. But, you know, we are super grateful for anything that helps. Even a pound will help, you know, because if every single person who lived in Gosport and Portsmouth donated a pound, I think we could probably restore everybody's houses.
And
I know it's tight, and I know not everybody has anything to give, but anybody who does, who's listening, we really would be truly super grateful.
And you've got a GoFundMe page as well, haven't you?
We do, yes.
And people can find that, yeah?
Yes, I think so. If you go to the GoFundMe website and look for Alverstoke Community, it should come up.
Okay.
But if you find our page on Facebook, there are links on there to the GoFundMe page as well.
Fabulous stuff. Jennifer, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Or you can find me on Instagram under Jennifer Darling.
Look at that. Absolutely, yeah. But fantastic. And I'm guessing from the accent, you're not local.
No, not at all. I'm originally from Glasgow, and I moved to Alverstoke, 2012.
Okay, all right. So enjoying it? You like it down here?
It's been beautiful.
Until now?
Really, really yeah. Bless you. I mean, I love living by the sea, but,
Not like this.
This is clever.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's not all bad. Absolutely. No, you live in a nice part of the world there, but bless you. Jennifer, lovely talking to you, darling.
I'd love to get it recovered, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah too right. Jennifer, it's lovely talking to you. Thanks for coming on tonight and being with us tonight. Good luck with the rest of it. Perhaps in future weeks we can come back to you, if that's all right, and
that
just see how you're doing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to share that.
Bless you. All right, Jennifer. Thanks for coming on tonight.
It's
cheers
been
now.
A pleasure.
Take care.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Jennifer Darling there from Albert Traders Association. And you can, as she said there, if you want to get involved, perhaps go and support them in a GoFundMe page. You can find the details of that, of course. And you can find it on Instagram and indeed Facebook as well. You can find all the details, how to get involved and how you can support them too.